AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Biden administration says it will work to get the remaining Americans out of Afghanistan. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
U.S. officials say fewer than 200 Americans are still there. And while the military mission is over, the evacuation effort will continue through diplomatic means.
We have considerable leverage over the Taliban to ensure that any remaining American citizen will be able to get out.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on ABC's Good Morning America, hours before President Biden's due to make his first public remarks since the official end of America's longest war. Critics are questioning both his plans to evacuate the Americans and to keep Afghanistan from again becoming a terror haven in the absence of U.S. troops. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Florida Republican Congressman Mike Waltz says he is feeling emotions from rage to grief.
Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are married at the hip. Al-Qaeda fully intends to regroup and to attack the West again. And now they have an entire country to deal with. And an arsenal of American weaponry to do it with.
Hurricane Ida's remnants dumped rain from Gulf Coast states into New England. A man was attacked by a large alligator while walking through floodwaters from Ida and is now missing in Louisiana. Rain and wind from Ida collapsed a road in Mississippi. Two people were killed. Authorities are dropping a murder conviction against a man who was serving a life sentence for a fire that killed five children in suburban Detroit in 2000. The county prosecutor says the case against Juwan Deering was spoiled by the failure to share evidence that would have helped his defense. A huge firefighting force is gathering to defend Lake Tahoe from a raging wildfire that forced the evacuation of California communities on the south end of the Alpine Resort and put others across the state line in Nevada on notice to be ready to evacuate. This is AP News. Two bodies were found buried in a Chicago-area backyard.
Two brothers who lived there told police they buried the bodies of their mother and sister in the backyard of their home in Lyons, Illinois, years ago. The men told police that their sister pushed their mother down the stairs of the home in 2015, causing an injury that led to her death. They say their sister died in 2019. One of the brothers said they buried the women in the backyard for financial reasons. The men have not been charged, but they do face potential felonies for illegally burying the bodies, which were found on Saturday after public works officials noticed the water at the home had not been used for more than a year. The investigation into exactly how the women died is continuing. I'm Rita Foley.
Four lifeguards were struck by lightning at a beach along the New Jersey shore. One of them died. Eight people in all were hit by the bolt. This was the second death of a young lifeguard at the Jersey Shore in little over a week. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.